long, you would say it has... It's no good.
Ruined.
Or...
Spoiled.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what you might make with the meat from the head of a hog?
Brain?
No. Did you ever hear of souse or hoghead cheese? Or?
I've heard of souse. But now my daddy ate brains and eggs, and mm-hmm. It was hog brains.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
I wouldn't, because it said brains.
Yeah, this is more than just the brains. I think this is all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, I've heard of souse.
Never ate it?
No.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what you'd make what you'd call a dish prepared by cooking and grinding up hog liver?
That's not chitlins.
No, I don't think so. Mm-mm. Or anything made from hog blood?
Mm-mm.
Did you ever hear of taking the juice from liver sausage or something and stirring it up with cornmeal and then slicing it and frying it?
Mm-mm.
Did you ever hear of scrapple?
Mm-mm.
Okay. If butter had been kept too long and didn't taste good, it was what?
Rancid.
Mm-hmm. And thick sour milk that you'd keep on hand is?
Sour cream.
I don't think it's exactly the same thing. It's the same idea. Do you know the word clabber?
Yeah.
What is
but
that?
I thought that's when it was ruined. Mm. They say milk is clabbered.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you know what kind of cheese you would make from clabber?
Roquefort.
No, what is that kind of cheese that you buy in the store that's lumpy?
Cottage cheese.
Yeah. That's made.
Is that what you make?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Is the first thing you would have to do to milk after milking if you didn't have any equipment? You'd pour it through something.
Strainer.
To do what? To pour it through a strainer to... What's the verb of strainer?
Strain?
Mm-hmm. And, okay. What do you call something that's like a fruit pie except it has several layers of fruit and crust on top but not...
Cobbler.
Mm-hmm. If somebody has a good appetite, you say he sure likes to put away his...
Food.
And what would you call a sweet liquid poured over a cake or a pie?
A sauce?
Mm-hmm. And food taken between regular meals is a...
Snack.
Okay, and you might say this morning I blank breakfast at 7 o'clock.
I ate breakfast at 7 o'clock.
And yesterday at this time I had already
eaten breakfast.
And tomorrow I will
eat breakfast.
We mentioned coffee earlier. If you were going to prepare the coffee, which you wouldn't because you don't drink it, but you might say, I'm going to go do what?
Boil the water.
And?
Put the coffee on.
All right. Mm-hmm. What would you drink if you were just thirsty? You'd go to the...
Water.
And you drink it out of a...
Spiky.
Well, you drink it out of a...
Glass.
Uh-huh. And the glass fell off the sink and...
Broke.
And you say, I didn't.
I didn't break it.
But somebody has...
Broke it. Somebody broke it.
Or somebody has.
Somebody has broken it.
All right. If I ask you, how much did you...
Drink.
And you would say, I...
Drank.
How much have you...
Drunk.
All right. Let's see. If dinner's on the table and everybody's standing around, you say to them?
Dinner's ready.
And?
Sit down and eat.
Okay. And so then they?
Sit down and eat.
And they had all?
Eaten.
No. Talking about sitting. They had all?
Sat down.
Okay. If you didn't want him to wait until the potatoes were passed, you'd say go ahead and?
Eat.
Or go ahead and blank yourself.
Go ahead and help yourself.
Mm-hmm. So he went ahead and?
Helped himself.
And he had already?
Helped himself.
Okay. If you decide not to eat something, you say, I don't?
Won't eat.
All right. If food had been cooked and served a second time, it's been what?
Reheated.
Mm-hmm. And if you were serving the same food, you'd say we're having?
Leftovers.
You put food in your mouth and begin to?
Chew.
And he had a sore throat, and so he couldn't eat that. He could chew it, but he couldn't?
Swallow.
All right. Did you ever hear of taking cornmeal and boiling it with salt and water and eating it that way, like a cereal?
Make mush.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Okay. And then you'd call peas and beets and carrots, they're all...
Vegetables.
And you grow them in a...
Garden.
Mm-hmm. What is that southern food that's served for breakfast with your eggs?
Grits.
Yes. And how about the kind that's made from the whole grain of corn?